This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Greene.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. We're learning more about a huge explosion last night in the Texas town of West. A fertilizer plant there first caught fire and then blew up. Rescue workers are combing through the wreckage this morning, and so severe is the damage, so severe was the explosion, that the casualty figures are only approximate. Between 5 and 15 believed dead, more than 160 wounded. NPR's John Burnett drove to West last night. He's on the phone now from Texas. Hi, John.
Morning, Steve.
How did this happen?
Well, it started at 6 o'clock yesterday evening when there was a reported fire at the West Fertilizer Company. So the volunteer fire department in this small town north of Waco responded. There's no full-time fire department here. And they quickly realized that as the entire plant became involved, that it was an extraordinarily dangerous fire. There were two 12,000-gallon tanks of anhydrous ammonia in there. That's a gas used in fertilizer. So these half-dozen firefighters, they realize how dangerous it is. They start to evacuate a nursing home nearby, as well as a 50-unit apartment complex. Just before 8 o'clock, the fertilizer plant explodes in a fireball that lights up the night sky over this central Texas town. Witnesses say that it leveled homes and businesses for blocks around. It registered as a small earthquake with a magnitude of 2.1. It was felt 45 miles away in the city of Waxahachie. You can see the videos of this where it looks like these flames just leaping into the sky.
And when you mentioned half a dozen firefighters of a volunteer fire company, you do get a sense of how that fire company could so quickly be overwhelmed by this situation.
Exactly. And it's believed that the fatalities will include these first responders. They have not been accounted for now. Because West is such a small town, fewer than 3,000 people, the Waco Fire Department, which is the largest nearby city, has sent a really large contingent of search and rescue people and police, and the county sheriffs are here. There's just lots of responders from all over.
Anybody know how the fire started?
Well, they're looking at that now, and they're actually still calling it a crime scene, although we heard from a police sergeant recently that we don't know if it's a crime or an industrial accident. No indications it's anything but accidental. There's nothing to indicate criminal activity, but I suppose just because of the state that we live in with some criminality and bombs, that they're going to be extra special careful that it was not started intentionally.
You know, John Burnett, I feel like I can almost picture a town like West Texas. It's in the flatlands, in the prairies. It's fewer than 3,000 people. There's this industrial plant. One imagines a rail stop. You imagine a small old downtown. But things must have looked very different in the early hours of this morning when you went through.
Well, when I drove in early this morning, it was very, very eerie. They'd opened up the interstate again, but you could see the bright, bright lights of the high school football field that had been lit up, and that was the triage center. That was where they were bringing these more than 100 wounded as they then decided whether they were going to send them to hospitals in Waco or Temple by helicopter or by ambulance. And then you could actually still smell this awful odor of smelled like burning rubbish and chemicals. And you're right, West is a small town with Czech immigrant roots, normally known for bakeries and for a big festival. They have Westfest once a year. So just a disaster of this dimension is going to affect everyone in town.
John, thanks very much.
My pleasure.
That's NPR's John Burnett reporting on last night's explosion of a fertilizer plant in West Texas, and we'll bring you more on that story as we learn it throughout the morning.